You're tuned to The Weekend, a weekly public affairs show which airs every Saturday right here on KTEP. Good afternoon. I'm Louis Sines, your host for The Weekend, and joining us today are Hal Marcus and Sabri Agachan. Sabri is the executive director of the Dialogue Institute Southwest, and Hal Marcus, of course, as you know, is a well-known artist, very popular artist here in the El Paso area and across the country, and he's also on the board of the Dialogue Institute of the Southwest. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us here today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Let's start with you first, Sabri. I mentioned that you are the executive director of this institute. If you wouldn't mind sharing with us what the institute is all about and what is your mission, your goal.
Okay, thank you. Dialogue Institute of the Southwest, formerly known the Institute of Interfaith Dialogue, grew out of the need to address the question, how can citizens of the world live in peace and harmony? So the Institute was established in 2002 as a 501c nonprofit educational organization by Turkish Americans and their friends. So basically, we organize programs, activities, lectures, social times, trips, to be able to create an environment that people are able to know each other in a friendly way so that they can eliminate the misunderstandings and the prejudices.
So what you were telling me before the program started, the fact that you want people to be able to not agree necessarily, but to understand where each other's coming from. And correct me if I'm wrong, Sabri, but it seems that with social media and some of the different things that have been going on for not just since the new president took over, but it seems like for a long time, there's been so much misunderstanding out there and hate, especially on Facebook. If they see somebody or something they think is going to offend somebody else or whatever, they'll post it without even considering the other person's side of the story or sometimes even refusing to listen.
Yes, that's very true. What we say is dialogue is a must. It's not optional. It's like this. Let's say you have a child. The child in the age of, let's say, 12 or 11, just before the age of puberty, if you do not give the education required to that child before the age of puberty, which is necessary for the after that age, it's kind of late. You need to give the education to your child for the specific age before it comes. Similarly, for the places of war zones or the big conflict zones, dialogue is late for those places. So we say dialogue because, first of all, it's very important to catch the right perspective. If you look at the world, the ocean, the mountain, the forest, the earth, they are different, but they form a beautiful harmony. Similarly, what we say is like this: there is no need to change each other. We can love each other as we are. We should be able to accept each other as we are. But for that, we should be able to know each other. There's a research about this. You know, of course, I'm Turkish Muslim. There's a research. For the Americans who has no Muslim neighbors, 80% of those Americans think that Muslims are terrorists. The Americans who has no neighbors or who has no any Muslim friends at all in the lifetime, 80% of those people think that Muslims are terrorists and they are bad people. So here is what we are saying. Let's do a dialogue. Let's give our local American friends, give a chance to them to know each other so that they are able to eliminate this big misunderstanding, this big misconception. Here is the very important word. If people don't know, they fear.
So as you were mentioning, because they're afraid of what they don't know, and a lot of times, people may say, whether it's a food, and they'll say, why don't you try some of this? Oh, no, I don't like it. Have you ever tried it before? No, but I'm sure I won't like it. Because people don't like change, and they like to be comfortable in their own neighborhood, as you said, perhaps in their own car, the same clothes. And if something different comes up, all of a sudden, that red flag goes up saying, oh, my gosh, something is wrong here. So When you deal with, first of all, who becomes a member of your institute, and how many members do you have?
Okay, we don't have membership. We have like an email list, and whomever would like to know what we are doing, they are able to get involved our events and our programs. We have volunteer programs; they can volunteer. But we may think about the membership in the near future too. The reason for that because. We are opening our hands and our hearts to everyone. We do not want any limitation. So that's possibly the point why we don't have a membership, because there's some fees for that. There are some requirements for that. We open our hearts and our arms to everyone who would like to do good things for our community. I want to add one thing before we go further. Once we do dialogue, we are able to get together. And once we are able to get together, that's a big power. For what? For our common problems. We are inspired by a Turkish scholar whose name is Fethullah Gülen, and he definitely gives us a big, good vision. He says like this, we have three common problems. Ignorance. We all have three common problems. Ignorance, disunity, and poverty. Ignorance, disunity, and poverty. So we all need to work together. Combine our energy, our skills and abilities to fight with these three problems. That's the problem of all of ours. So for this, Mr. Gülen advises to open schools. If you look at the Juarez, I mean, the ones who involved in the wrong things or the mafia or the drug transportation, whatever, because those youth are ignorant, they have no goal, they have no mission. So because of that, they're in emptiness. They don't know what to do, and those people are easily misled. Those people are easily misled. So education is very important. We need to educate people. Ignorance for the solution. Disunity, dialogue is the solution. And poverty, of course, we need to help to our people. So I think through collaboration, through working together, we are able to solve many problems that you can't imagine.
We are visiting with Sabri Agachan, the executive director of the El Paso branch of the Dialogue Institute Southwest, and also with Hal Marcus. And Hal, as I mentioned, is a renowned artist all across the country and the world. And he's been with us several times, but he's also on the board of the Institute. And Hal, if you wouldn't mind sharing with us, first of all, how you became involved and why did you decide to become a board member?
That's a great question, Louis, and thank you for having us here today. Louis and you and I, we grew up in the 60s and the 70s, and we were talking about love and peace. Well, here we are in 2017, and, there's a lot of conflict in the world. And so what we really do need is dialogue. So what I'm doing now is an extension of the love and peace that I was doing in the 60s and 70s. So it began with me around 2010 or 2011. I'm Jewish. I'm a part of the Jewish temple here in El Paso, Temple Mount Sinai. And during Yom Kippur, and the Jewish New Year, our rabbi at that time, Rabbi Bach, reached out to us and told us, in Florida, there are some preachers there who are burning the Koran. And we as Jews, we've always been persecuted, throughout history and through the Egyptian times. And so we need to reach out in our community here in El Paso and get to have friends who are Muslims, because we are all religions. We need each other when there's prejudice in the world. So I took that to heart, and I went out to find a Muslim, okay? And I met Sabri, okay? And Sabri, very interesting, at this time, he was getting ready to have his first child. And we became friends. And one day, about a week after he had his first child, this is a beautiful story, he called me. He was at Providence. And he said, Mr. Hall, can you come visit us for a minute? we're at Providence. So I went to his room at Providence Hospital here, a couple blocks from UTEP, and he said, could you hold my newborn son? The son was only 2 days old, while I go pray. And his wife wasn't feeling well because she just had her child. So I was holding my new friend's child, and we were having dialogue. We were having this bond. And he started telling me about his organization. And I said, you know, I'm there for you. He said, I'm there for you. And we began world peace in a kind of metaphorical, idyllic sort of way. I went to Turkey with Sabri and his family. I got to meet his parents. I got to meet his grandparents. We went with Catholics, Jews, Muslims. We went to visit synagogues. We went to the mosques. We went to all the churches, and we ate the food, and we traveled for a couple of weeks in Turkey. And when I came back, I said, this is what I'm going to dedicate my life to, not just with the Dialogue Institute, but with making world peace wherever I am, as a symbol for El Paso and for the world. And I might add that El Paso is a wonderful community, and it sets the example for the rest of the country and the rest of the world. I'm really proud of our community. So that's basically how I got involved with the Dialogue Institute.
Now, earlier I mentioned that you all are going to be having a dinner later this month, and it's the annual Dialogue and Friendship Dinner and Awards Ceremony. Tell us about this awards dinner, and tell us about perhaps some of the recipients also.
Yes, well, this is, I believe, Sabri, it's the 11th annual. So we've been having these dinners for 11 years, and we always like to give awards for people in our community. Normally, we get between 200 and 400 people attending these dinners. And this year, our Community Service Award is going to Blake Barrow. And Blake Barrow is the Chief Executive Officer of the Rescue Mission in El Paso. And let me tell you something, Louis. I went to the new facility that they have over there by Cotton Street, and it is the state of the arts. He has hundreds and hundreds of people there, homeless people who are working. They have a decent life. They have a restaurant there. They have a workout room. The kids live there. Women live there. And he's doing so much for El Paso, for the homeless people in that community. And he is so deserving of this award. I have so much respect for Blake Barrow. The Education Award this year is going to Dr. Ann Horak, who's the Associate Professor of Practice of Religious Studies here at UTEP, and Women's Studies and English at UTEP. And she's a dear friend of ours. And also the Dialogue Award is going to Rabbi Ben Zeidman at Temple Mount Sinai, who makes an effort in his congregation and through dialogue to be inclusive and to spread the word of peace and love. KTEP is going to be receiving the Media Award with NPR station here of El Paso, and also Public Television, KCOS-TV. So, and then our featured speaker for the keynote speaker, and by the way, we haven't mentioned that the theme of this year's dialogue dinner is the common threads that unites us. The keynote speaker will be Dr. Scott Alexander, Associate Professor of Islamic Studies and the Director of the Catholic Muslim Studies Program at the Catholic Theological Union in Chicago. So he'll be the keynote speaker. So it's $40, for a seat and a dinner. It's at the old Camino Real. It's now called the El Paso Hotel. And it's the date is March 23rd, Thursday, at 5:30 is the reception, and 6:30 is the dinner. And there'll be opportunities for people. You can meet people that are Catholic, Jewish, atheist, Buddhist, Native American, Muslim, Baha'i, Mormon, Hindu. It's open to everybody. You don't need to be a member.
And people may sit back and go, wow, this is the 11th. I wasn't aware of that. But you all are very involved in the community. And as it shows here that, people like Blake and Ann and Rabbi Ben are, people who are also being recognized for their work in the community. But as Sabri was mentioning earlier, the fact that sometimes we look at social media and just because you don't recognize something or their name is hard to pronounce or it's something that you've never heard of, automatically guards go up and people say, no, I don't want to talk to you because you're different.
Well, I think that's called xenophobia, if I'm not mistaken. But the dialogue, and once you get to know somebody who's different than you, you know, it breaks down all those barriers, you know. And that's what the dialogue is about, you know. And it's such an easy word, but if once you get to have a friend or someone you know that you can open up and talk to, you'll eventually find out that we're all the same.
Sabri, was it difficult for you? Well, first of all, how long have you been in the United States?
More than 15 years.
Okay. Was it uncomfortable for you when you first moved down here? You were a child, I would imagine, still? Or high school?
I came here for language training first. Then I made my master's in chemistry in UT San Antonio.
And was it difficult for you to adjust to El Paso and the Southwest culture?
I can tell you this. I have been to different places in the U.S. America is a great, great place for all people because of the democratic values, because of acceptance, because of love, because of, you know, respecting you, whatever your values are. So I didn't have any problem, and I had a great feeling for being here. And specifically in El Paso, I mean, I have a very, very good example for this. I was living in an apartment, and we had neighbors. It's in our Turkish culture, it's very important to have good relationships with your neighbors. And for that, we cook. My wife cooks desserts or whatever, and we share with our neighbors. One of our neighbors, they don't know English. Their daughter knows English only. So one day, we invited them, and of course, their daughter made translation for us, and we had a very good communication. Later on, we wanted to invite them again one more time, and at that case, his father was there, and the daughter was at the school. And I was trying to communicate with him, and we couldn't somehow get connected. And finally, I had to call a friend of mine who knows Spanish, and I told, I gave the phone to my neighbor, and I said, I want to invite you to dinner to our house for tonight. And he just shake his head and said, yes, we are coming. So, and we had to put our satellite to somewhere in the outside to be able to watch some world channels. And somehow, and later on, the apartment complex said, you can't put this anymore to ground. You got to put your own balcony. And our own balcony can't face the right direction. And among our neighbors, they are the ones who said, yes, we can put your satellite to our balcony. And then I had a very good feeling. Then I had to give deposit to the apartment complex. Later on, they returned the deposit to them, but they were already gone to Juarez long time ago. Then I got a call from Juarez. Said the daughter says, look, we got your deposit. You want to return that to you, you know, since that's your money. I said, no. Tell your father that he can spend that money to get three gifts for you and your sisters. So El Paso is because of the Hispanic culture, because of the, by the way, Hispanic culture and the Turkish culture, lots of similarities too. And I have a very good feeling of being here.
And so what you just gave us an example of is, first of all, food is a common thread and communication. So what about when you had them over for dinner? Was that difficult as far as did they want to try the – because some people are a little hesitant to try food that they're not familiar with, whether it be Mexican, Lebanese, Middle Eastern, Chinese, whatever.
Yes, good question. Turkish cuisine is top 10 in the world. I mean, people love it, the Turkish kitchen, Turkish food. And once we cook, most of our guests, they really like what they're served because the taste that we have is mostly compatible for the other cultures too. But I can tell you a couple of more things about this issue. Food is a way, the service of food is a way to establish a good communication. It is hard to build. It is easy to destroy. We are trying to build bridges. If there is no bridge, people cannot pass the other cultures. They can't understand those. So people think that sometimes it may take years to establish some good things, like a building. It takes maybe a couple of years for huge big buildings to build it, but to destroy it just in seconds, you can destroy it. We are living in a globalized world. We need to think, or I can say, we must think globally. Otherwise, we cannot survive. We got to think globally. To be able to make dialogue, first, we need to eliminate the misunderstandings in these dialogues. For instance, as Mr. Hall said in a moment ago, in a time in the U.S., in a time in the past, there was some prejudice to Jews. Later on, it happened to Catholics. Now it's to Muslims. If most people think that Muslims are terrorists, Mr. Fethullah Gülen, the Turkish scholar, he made this publicized in 9/11 at that time in New York Times or Washington Post, as far as I remember. And he said like this: a true Muslim cannot be a terrorist, and a terrorist cannot be a Muslim. ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, they are shame of Islam. We condemn what they are doing. They act politically. They do not act Islamically. So, a Muslim cannot kill a single ant. Killing someone is a major sin in Islam. So, here is the issue. If people don't know about these values, they look at to media and some of the media, and they may think like this: oh, Muslims are bombing, Muslims are doing those things. Wait a minute. Those people acting politically, they do not act Islamically. I can tell you this. Muslims, Christians, or I can say like that, Christians, Muslims, Jews, Hindus, Buddhists, they can't be terrorists. Those religions cannot promote terrorism. They only promote peace. So here is one important thing. We got to separate religion from culture, tradition, and politics. You know what what happens? We are being served something in front of us. It's mixed like this. Religion is religion, cultural tradition, and politics mixed. If you cannot separate those things from each other, you basically say something common, and that creates a conflict. So overall, what I can say is that for a dialogue perspective, first of all, if we want to make a good dialogue, we need to know who I'm dealing with. There could be their religion, could be their culture, could be their tradition. So we need to know. If you don't know Jewish tradition, you got to read the Torah first. If you don't know Christianity, don't blame Christians because of a crazy Christians bombing, let's say, in Norway. As you remember, what was the name? The Norwegian guy, I forgot the name. He killed 70 youth a long time ago. He was Christian, and he said, I'm doing this because I think that's the right thing. So the action of that Christian cannot justify that Christians are like that. No. Similarly, if somebody are curious about Islam, the person should read the Quran first, or ask the questions. So overall, if we don't know, we need to learn and then judge the other.
And one of the things perhaps lays out that picture also, what Hal just mentioned about you inviting him to go to the hospital and he got to hold your baby son. And just from there, you can see that, okay, this baby is a human being, a child, and he's innocent. Loving. Anybody can love him. He can love anybody. But then as he grows up, depending on what world he grows up in, it's the adults who teach the hate and the evil and anything else, that prejudice, racial discrimination.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. there's a saying like this. We need to look our kids like a project. They are a project of 70 years or 80 years, whatever their lifetime is. So if you want to leave a good future to our kids, we got to leave now. Here is one important example. That's a quote from my doctor friend who has a PhD. He says like this: if you want to establish, I mean, it is like this. If you don't like reading, that's too late for you. That's too late. If you wanna teach your children to make them to like reading, you need to read first. They'll see you are reading. So basically, it's like this. If you want your kids, especially establish good reading, even you cannot be a good example for your children. I mean, it can't be a perfect reading lover. Possibly it will be for your grandchildren. So what I mean is, if you want your grandchild to become a really good reader, you need to read first. Now your kid will see that you are reading, and his kid will see that his father is reading. Then you are able to change. It is too hard to change negativities. Too hard. It takes many, many years. So the dialogue, what we are trying to do now, possibly you will see the fruits of it. Maybe not immediately. You can see some. You can see some. But possibly you will see the real fruits of it in the near future. So, yes, we need to definitely think about our new generation.
Hal, we have a couple of minutes left. If you wouldn't mind sharing some closing thoughts, and also give us the information again about the awards banquet.
Yeah, the awards blanket will be on Thursday, March 23rd. At 5:30 is reception and registration, and 6:30 is the dinner. It's at the Camino Real. And people can contact the office of the Dialogue Institute by calling 915-400-7450, or you can email elpaso@thedialogueinstitute.org. To sign up, it's open to anybody who's interested, and we'd love to see you there. And we have some great honorees, and we'll be doing some wonderful dialogue. And very quickly, the Dialogue Institute has a kind of a mission statement, and the Dialogue Institute of the Southwest aims to promote mutual understanding, respect, and cooperation among peoples of diverse faiths and cultures by creating opportunities for direct communication and meaningful shared experiences. So we're hoping that lots of different types of people come, they enjoy a beautiful meal, and we get to honor some great people in our community.
And again, if you would like additional information, you can go to the website, and that is www.thedialogueinstitute.org. We've been visiting with Sabri Agachan, who is the executive director of the Dialogue Institute of the Southwest El Paso branch, and also Hal Marcus, who is on the board, and they were discussing what the Institute's all about and the upcoming dinner, which is the 11th annual Dialogue and Friendship Dinner. And the theme of this year's dinner is Promoting Love and Peace Through Respectful Dialogue. Again, gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us here today.
Thanks for having us, Louis.
Thank you.
The Weekend is taped and produced at the KTEP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Kim Garcia. Our producer is Lauren Terrazas. You've been tuned to The Weekend. I'm Louis Science.